Now, you'll have noticed that I'm talking about magnetic resonance imaging, and of course there's an enormous magnet involved in this. We can't just do this with the, you know, the horseshoe things. You need these massive, massive magnets, which are on the entire time. So the magnets that we use are routinely up to 60,000 times greater in strength than the Earth's magnetic field. They're very, very strong magnets. This places unbelievably tight safety constraints on what we do, because any bit of loose metal anywhere near the magnet will fly through the air and into the magnet, which is where you put your subject. And you're that all smart. You don't want to do that. That's bad. Don't cook them. Don't let the metal loose. And obviously, you have to pat them down. You have to make sure they've got like no metal anywhere near them before they themselves go in there. I was literally at a conference in the US this weekend talking to people who were sort of getting into fMRI, and there was a guy going, he's interested in hearing. He said, oh, it's very noisy in there, isn't it? I said, yeah, it is noisy. They make a lot of noise. He said, I went to measure the loudness of that noise. I said, did you? What did you do? He said, oh, I took a microphone and a sound pressure level meter, and I went in. Ooh, he said, as I got closer and closer to the magnet, you could see how the noise of the magnet and the magnetic field itself was changing the response of the microphone. Really? That's great. I said, what happened next? Oh, actually, it pulled it out of my hand and it's still in there. Yeah, the big fucking magnet part of it. That's what you need to remember. It's making a lot of noise and it remains a big fucking magnet. And now, this is great. So we all have to be safety trained. We're patting people down. We make sure, you know, we take off jewellery, we take off everything. And but if you're working with, say, film crews, you have to be really, really careful, because you're working with people who aren't used to being around the magnet. So we did a thing a couple of years ago where we had a very famous actress in the scanner, and there were a couple of film crews who came along to film the scanning of this actress. And, you know, you really don't want to be responsible for the death of somebody on camera. So we've been particularly careful, really, really, really careful. De-metal all the crew, and because they've got to carry around the kit, you're sort of standing there, you can't go any further than this with that. You stop there, what's this? Everybody's demetalled, everything's got everything out of their pockets, and this BBC cameraman comes tooling past me, and I saw something in his shirt pocket. And I went, what's that? And I put my finger on it. And it was his nipple. Oh, okay, on your way. Well done, it is cold in here, isn't it? And I've been fielding a couple of emails from a TV producer who's interested in making a TV series about the search for the perfect sex toy. And such is the lure of brain imaging that they want to have brain images of people to determine how pleasurable the sex toys are. Rather than, I don't, just ask them. Anyway, no, but you don't get the glowing pictures. Don't get the glowing pictures. And I have gone to some length to try and explain exactly how career-endingly dangerous it would be to let somebody go anywhere near one of these enormous magnets with a sex toy that only has to contain a small amount of metal for it to become very messy and just a bad story. And I'd lose my job, and 5 years' time, people would say, Sophie Scott, and yeah, don't you know? Yeah, I'm afraid she was letting people use prototypical vibrators in the scanner. And then it turned out she was touching men inappropriately on the nipples. It was just, it ended badly, ended very badly. And it's fair to say that these safety issues around MRI and fMRI, they haven't really caught on in the bigger field. So you very commonly see this sort of appearing in casualty or TV programs like House. And House MD with Hugh Laurie, it's a fantastic serial offender for safety, glaring errors with MRI. So people are always trotting into the scanner with necklaces, IV lines, computers, all these things that would simply immediately be sort of torn from them and lead to, well, you know, danger. You just wouldn't do that. But my absolute favourite is a whole episode devoted to a man who turns up with a gun and he holds up Dr. House MD and he threatens him with that gun and he holds him hostage until he has treatment and a diagnosis and he wants an MRI scan. So my advice to you is, if you are ever in a situation where an angry armed man or woman is demanding of you an MRI scan, I would say, tell you what, yes you can. You go in the room with the magnet with the power of 60,000 times greater than the Earth's magnetic field and your gun, and I'm going to be in a minute. Now, if they have the foresight to have used some sort of very clever gun, like a Glock, which is made of carbon fibre, so it doesn't actually, that's flung out of your hand into the scanner, you can rest assured that it's still going to cause an artifact so severe that the scans probably cannot be used for diagnostic purposes. So they're going to have the last laugh. I'd just like to finish by saying I really enjoyed Martin's talk, but if it's true that scientists are in ivory towers, we're in there with a lot of sort of nipple